Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome to Divine Connection Prayer Line. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. We give God the glory for another new day that he's added into our lives, a day we've never seen before, but we can give him glory because the joy of the Lord is our strength. We come giving God glory and praise tonight, thanking him for all his great and mighty acts. There is none like him. What an awesome God that we serve, that we can call upon his name with faith to know that he will answer. And as it says in John 15, if I'm not mistaken, if we abide in him and his word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. We bless the Lord for Mother McCormick coming on. Praise the Lord. We thank God because he is so wonderful. As we get ready and prepare tonight for the blessing plan of the Lord, we're going to sing just a little short version of Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all.
Jesus.
He has done great things for us, and he is a mighty God. There is none like him. As we come before him and magnify his name, we lift him up and lift up his holy name to give him honor that's rightly due him. We adore him. We worship him. We thank him, glory to God, because he saved us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. We thank him for the Holy Spirit. We thank him for his word. And as I said earlier, as it spoke in the word of God that says, if we abide in him, and his word abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. We have that kind of faith. We can see miraculous and marvelous things manifested in our lives. Praise God. Our scripture will be coming from, one moment, it's out of Timothy, I believe. Let's see, pull it back out for you in a minute. We welcome those that just joined us on the prayer line, and we pray God's blessing as we get before the Lord and stand on his word, believing him for a miraculous move in the lives of his people. Praise God. Amen. We bless the Lord. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Praise God. This scripture reading will be coming from 2 Timothy, the 4th chapter, and we'll read it down to the 7th verse. It says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, the instant in season and out of season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come, which is now, when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And in the last days, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of your ministry, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And we know that's Paul talking to his son Timothy, but there's a charge there for our lives as well, as we're to carry the gospel and be an evangelist, to evangelize and to be a light and to be an example unto Christ. Amen. I have a reading before we start our prayer tonight. Bless the Lord. And it's coming out of the Jesus Calling Devotional Bible, and this reading reads as such. Resting in him, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient path. ask where the good way is and walk in it. In order to walk in the good way, you need to be alert, praying in the Spirit on all occasions. With my Spirit's help, you can recognize a crossroad when you come upon it. Instead of rushing past the choice points without even noticing it, if you are unsure which way to go, pause and wait with me. Stay in the communication with me while you are standing and looking. Trust me to show you the way forward in my timing. If you follow these instructions, you will not only walk in the good way, you will also find rest for your soul. I know how weary you are and how desperately you need soul rest. Even when your body is still, your thoughts tend to go hither and yonder. If you want my help in taming those thoughts, bring them to me. I already know what you're thinking, so you don't have nothing to hide. You need to wait in my presence, giving me time to help you think my thoughts. Though you may feel as if you're wasting time, you're actually doing the opposite. Your steps will be fewer, but you will accomplish much more, for you will be staying close to me. The way, the truth, and the life. No matter how strenuous your journey, you can find soul rest in my company. Reference scripture will be Jeremiah 6:16, Ephesians 6:18, John 14:6. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. Praise the Lord. At this time, praise God, we're going to prepare ourselves as we do every week, and not doing it in a just a ritual or a routine. We do it prayer with faith and determination to hold fast that God's going to manifest his presence through healing, through deliverance, through those that are brokenhearted, through the homeless, through the abused, through the youth. I'm praying for the nations, praying for families, praying for the body of Christ. Whatever it is, when we pray, we believe that God is going to move. Amen? And he says, how can two walk together unless they agree? We come in agreement because he said the affectionate, fervent prayers of the righteous man does avail much. Praise God. If we open up in prayer tonight, I'll open up, praise God, and just magnify the Lord for a minute, and then we're going to pray on those things concerning youth with the suicide, abuse, and drugs, alcohol, whether it be abandonment or rejection or whatever the situation, also rebellion and stubbornness or whatever it is that the enemy is fighting the youth with. And Pastor Apostle Burton will open up with that prayer. We have a prayer concerning the parents, whether it's concerning neglecting the children. God gave me some specifics to pray on today, and we'll cover as much as we can. Parents neglecting the children, some need some parenting skills, the abuse, murder, there's been incest, there's been torture, there's been generation curses that need to be broken, and whatever. I'll pray on that one. Human trafficking. If Prophetess Cindy is on board before the night starts, prayerfully she'll be praying on the human trafficking with their sex abuse, torture, murder, kidnapping, needs healing and some revealing of some things that are going on, and even for those corporates that are that's doing this destruction. We also have prayer for the body of Christ. If Mother Alexander is on, then that would be for the body of Christ. If not, we'll cover that still yet with division and church betrayal, manipulation, taking advantage of, heartache, and feeling worthless, you know, from some of the pain that go through in the body of Christ. Prophetess Bradshaw with the homeless and for those that need employment, for salvation, for those that are less fortunate. Mother McCormick will be for the women that have been brokenhearted and went through rape and abuse and bad marriages and just need healing, need from a broken heart and how the enemy has attacked them too as well. And the ones that are not on board that I said, then we will have a ministers filling in. I think you, I don't know what the mute button is, but it's some interference in the background. So while we are praying, each person pray and put your phone on mute until that next party get ready to pray. So we have a lot of interference in the back. I don't know what that code is. This is a 1 or 2 or 3 to open the line, but just push your button for mute. I still hear it. Everyone push your button for mute. Somebody's still fumbling with the phone. I don't know if they walked away from the phone or what, but need to push the button for mute. All right, then. All right, my sister had to do it on the switchboard. Praise God. Well, anyway, praise God. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come in your presence tonight, we come with a spirit of thanksgiving and attitude of gratitude. We come acknowledging you as our Lord and Savior. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. There is none like you. God, we come, glory to God, and humble ourselves and ask you to look upon our hearts. You find anything, any transgression, any error, any way in deed or thought that we have come against your word or not in obedience to your word, forgive us and help us, God, that aligned ourselves with your word. God, we pray that we'll be obedient people. We won't be a people that you say we praise you with our lips and our heart be far from you. We acknowledge you, glory to God, and glorify and magnify you. We want, glory to God, for you to have free reign in our lives. We thank you for all the marvelous things that you have done, going to do, and promise to do in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your healing power, for your deliverance power, for the power of forgiveness. We thank you for love. We thank you for mercy that's renewed every morning. We thank you for grace. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you're blessing your people and bringing them in a place to come united so we can be as one, that we can be a force to be reckoned with. We thank you, Lord God. There is not enough words or not enough, glory to God, language, not enough that we can be able to express the love and the gratefulness of all that you've done and still doing in our lives. God, help us, glory to God, to be a people that we can show gratefulness to you through being obedient to your word. We thank you so much today. We ask you, Lord, to touch every heart, everyone that you have placed in position to pray and to intercede as you word their mouth. And as we pray and believe, God, by faith for deliverance and for the healing and for the encouragement, for enlightenment, for salvation, whatever the need may be, God. And we ask you, Lord God, for us to be faithful. Let us not be, glory to God, one just go through the motions and, glory to God, not stand on what your promise is, even in our own lives. When we are praying with faith for others, help us to know that you are God that is not a respecter of person, that the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore will do the same thing on our behalf. And help us to walk in patience, patience to wait on the Lord and to be of good courage. Let you strengthen our heart, but keep pursuing and keep pressing, binding and loosening and cursing and counseling and speaking to that mountain in the name of Jesus that it's got to come down, that whatever God says, when his word go out, it's going to accomplish and achieve that. So we magnify your name and give you praise in advance for answering prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. At this time, we're going to have Apostle Burton to open up as she pray for the youth and those things of the suicide, abuse, drugs, whatever it is, and abandonment, rejection, whatever they're going through, and even sometimes when they're rebellion and disobedience. But we're asking her now to come forward and pray. Apostle Burton, are you on? I'm not sure how you unmute your line. You may just have to push mute. I don't know if it's a number. Praise the Lord. Are you there? Pastor Burton. Okay, she come online, praise the Lord. Mother McCormick, you can go ahead and start praying. Praise God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this afternoon asking you, Lord God, to forgive us for all our sins and wrong that we might have done this day. Father, we pray that you will look down on your people this afternoon, God. Father God, we ask you to look down on those that had been married, God, and had went through so many different situations in their life, Lord Jesus. God, we ask you to look down on the burden women's right now, Lord God. Father God, some going through one thing and some going through the other. But we know, God, that you are God that sits high and a God that see and know all things. So, God, we pray that you give these women strength this afternoon, God. Give them strength, Lord God, to just continue to hold on and just keep the faith, God, knowing, God, that you is the author and the finish of their faith. Knowing, God, that you is able, Lord God, to continue to deliver them out of all bondage and all situation that they might be going through this afternoon. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to take their tears and bottle up, Lord God, and Lord God, let them know, God, that you love them, Lord God. Let them know that you're right there, God. Give them the strength to continue to carry out the things that they need to carry out in their family, Lord God. Father God, you said, God, that you would be a friend, Lord God, that sticketh closer than a brother. And so, God, we ask you, Lord God, to be that friend for them, to be that strength, that joy, that peace, whatever they need, God. Oh, God, just take them through, Lord God. And Lord God, just take them through and help them to realize, God, that it's all about you, Lord. It's all about seeking your faith. And, Lord God, we ask you to just bind up the broken heart right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, send forth your healing in their hearts, God, and heal their hearts as they go through the situation that they be going through right now, Lord God. That they all going through some kind of situation, but we know, God, that you're able to give them that deliver, Lord God, deliver them from all the things that they are going through right now in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God, because we know it's already being done, Lord God, and we just thank you for just pouring out your heart to them, Lord God, and let them know that they can pour their hearts out to you, Lord God, and they can cast all their cares on you because you care for them, Lord God. And all they got to do is continue to just keep crying and keep opening up their hearts and telling you all about what's going on in their life, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for it right now, God. And we ask you to continue, Lord God, to just help them to understand how to walk in the strength, in the way that you will have them to walk, Lord God. Continue to give them that word, feed them, Lord God, and help them to know, God, that you're right there and you see everything, that you are God at sea, and help them to lift their eyes to you, Lord. Call on your holy and righteous name. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, even for their cry, when they cry out to you, Lord God, how you just help them to be able to cry all this stuff out of them because they burdened down this afternoon. There's women that's so burdened down about situation and they don't even know who to go to and talk to at times. But we thank you for being that friend, Lord God. We thank you for how they can open up and be able to cast their cares upon you, Lord God. And so, God, we just thank you for it right now, Lord God. We just claim healing and deliver in these women's lives right now, Lord, that you are continue to set them free from the bond and from the things that they might be going through as they're walking through life right now, Lord. Even when they was a child and how sometimes they think about how they was a child and how things have happened when they was little. But God, let them know, God, that you stood there. You was right there beside them. You never left them. You never left them nor forsake them. Even when they didn't even know you, God, you was right there. Even from their mother womb, you were there and you took care of them until up to this time, a disappointed day. And so, God, we just want to thank you for it right now, Lord, and continue, Lord God, to give them that peace, that joy, that happiness in their life, that they can be free, that they can be able to help somebody else, that their light can shine in and let somebody else know that they're not the only one that's going through these situations, that they can all come together and they can be able, Lord, to have that love, and, God, that you give them that love, that they can just give it all to you, Lord God. And so, God, we just thank you for it right now, Lord. And we pray that you'll continue, Lord, to just help them to hold on and keep that faith and keep that peace and that joy that keep looking up to you, Lord. And we just thank you for all what you're doing and what you're going to do. And, Father, when we're done in prayer and we can't pray anymore, this we ask all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I do apologize for the delay. Praise the Lord. Pastor Burton was on the line. She said something and interfered with the line. She'll come on in a little bit. Praise God. But in the meanwhile, we're going to ask if Sister Prophetess Bradshaw, are you on mine? Prophetess Bradshaw, are you on mine?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, then you can go ahead and pray for the women that's been abused. No, that was mother. I'm so sorry. You were praying for the homeless and for those who need employment, salvation, and so forth. Okay. And
amen.
Whatever else the Lord put in your spirit. Okay.
Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, and his mercy endure forever. Lord, I come boldly to your throne on tonight, Lord, asking you to obtain mercy, O God. Lord, hear our cry today, Father. First of all, if there's anything in us, O God, that is not pleasing in your sight, Father God, anything that we may have said, thought, or done, God, we ask that you cleanse us right now, God, creating us a clean and a pure heart, Father. Lord, we come on behalf of your people today, God, your special people, Father God. You said in your word, God, that you would help us, oh God. You said if there was need, Father God, then we can look to the hills which come at our help, Father God, and you are the help that we need on today, God. Father, we are come and stand in agreement, Lord, for those that are homeless, those who are less fortunate than others, God, those that need housing, those that need jobs, Lord, those who need you, Father God, as their Savior. Father God, I come in agreement, Lord, and standing on your word and standing on your promises. Lord, you are that same God as you were yesterday, God. You are the same God that was last year, God. You are the same God forevermore, God. Father, your provision has already been made, Father God, for your people. You said in your word, Father, that we are blessed people, Father. You said blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed coming in and blessed going out, Father God. You said your word that we are the hand and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Lord, your people need a breakthrough, God. Some need financial breakthroughs, God. Some need, Lord Jesus, jobs. Some need relationship healed. Some need confidence, God. Some need shelter. Father, whatever the need is, your word says that you are Jehovah Jireh. You are that God that provides, Lord. As long as we seek your kingdom, God, you will add those desires to us. Lord, your sons and your daughters need a miracle, Father, concerning their lives, Father. We stand in the gap to make up the hedge for them, O God. Lord, build them up, Father, where they are weak and make them strong. Lord, help your children to not get weary, because in due season they shall reap if they faint not. Oh, God, we just thank you for a strong foundation on tonight, God. Lord, you said in your word that you can give us great faith, Father God, that you will take us from glory to glory. And, God, I ask right now, God, that they'll be taken, Lord, from glory to glory. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh, God. Lord, I thank you, Father, that you said you will never leave them nor forsake them, Father. Lord, I thank you for opening up the doors for the homeless, God, giving them shelter. I thank you, Lord, for favor for those that are needing jobs, oh, God. I thank you, Lord, for miracles and finances, God, for breakthroughs, Lord, and those people that have spirits, Father God, their spirit has been shuttled and broken. Father, I thank you, oh, Heavenly Father, for healing them, God, healing their wounds, oh, God. I thank you that we bind up the hand of the enemy, God. We cancel the assignment, Father, of the enemy. Lord, we release right now your love, your mercy, your grace upon them, oh, God. Lord, we thank you for covering them in every situation, every circumstance, oh, Lord. Father, we thank you for delivering them out of the hands of the enemy, every snare, every trap, every plot and plan and ploy that the enemy has set. Father, we uproot it right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for strengthening them for the journey, God, maturing them, Lord, and giving them potential, Father God, maximizing the potential that's within them, God. Oh, God, I thank you for your help on tonight. We need you, Father, and we thank you for the armor of each of them, Father God. We thank you, oh, God. Let them have a way of escape from this enemy, Lord. The gates of hell should not prevail against them. Lord, I know you would do it because your word says that you come to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. And, Father God, remember them, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for sealing this prayer, Lord, with your most precious blood. And, Father, I thank you that it is so. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hello.
Oh, we're here. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
You can hear now? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I hope you are unmuted right now. So, Pastor Dorsey, hopefully she's unmuting your line, which is Can you hear me now, Pastor Burton?
Yes.
Okay, then you can go ahead and minister now with the youth of suicide, abuse, and drugs, and abandonment, rejection, whatever God give you for the youth.
Father God, we come tonight and we thank you for, first we thank you for old things, but Lord, we thank you for our youth. We thank you, Lord God, how you're going to turn them around in spite of how it looks. Lord, we thank you that we are not moved by how things look, but we move by what you're saying. And we thank you, Lord God, you're going to deliver our young people from the drugs and the alcohol. You're going to deliver them from the sex, and you're going to deliver them from the suicidal demon, and you're going to deliver them from everything that's not like you, everything that the devil have brought up on them, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, that you would touch their minds, heart, and spirit, and turn their lives around in the name of Jesus. Lord, the enemy want to count them out, but we're not going to count them out. We're going to count them for you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we especially come against that suicidal demon. So many children are being bullied, and so many are being torn down. But God, we pray right now that you will strengthen them, and we pray right now, Lord God, that they would turn to you and not think that because if they kill themselves, that's the end. Lord, let them know that is not the end. But God, we standing in the gap for them, and we calling on you to move in their lives in the name of Jesus. You know all the things that they're going through, Lord God, and they need your divine help in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, some are running away from home because it's so hard. They believe it's so hard. The parents are so hard. But God, they're getting caught up in traps on the outside. But we pray, Lord God, for a great deliverance in the name of Jesus, just like you delivered the children of Israel out of the hands of Egypt. Lord, we believe you deliver our young folks out of the hands of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We believe you to deliver our children out of the world in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. The world is trying to catch them up and make them do all manner of things. But God, we're going to pray and we're going to stand in the gap in spite of. In the name of Jesus, you know what they're going through. Lord, we pray that for peer pressure, that they won't allow others to dictate to them how they should do or what they should do or follow other people. But God, give them a mind to want to serve you. Give them a mind to want to call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we come against peer pressure. We come against alcoholics. We come against the drug addict. We come against the suicidal demon in the name of Jesus. And God, we bind the works of the enemy now. The enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy, but you came that our youth will have life and that more abundantly. So we speak life to our children in the name of Jesus. God, turn them around. Turn them around in the name of Jesus. Some of them feel like they're just trapped and there is no way out. But God, just like you did with the Red Sea, you move your hand and you open up the sea. So, Father, we ask that right now that you move your hand and open up the way and let our youth know that there is a way out and that Jesus is their way out in the name of Jesus. Because you said you came that they might have life and that more abundantly. So we speak abundant life to our youth tonight in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, whatever they're going through, oh, God, help us to pray until they push through in the name of Jesus. Help us to call them forth in the name of Jesus. Because, God, you got plans for our children, and they're not plans of evil, but plans of good. Glory to God. So we bless you tonight, Lord God. We're going to come with thanksgiving for our youth, thanking you, Lord God, that they are coming out. Thank you, Lord God, that they already delivered, because you said call those things that be not as though they were. So we calling them out of darkness into the marvelous light in the name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory and we give you praise. We come against the drug addicts. We come against everything that's trying to stop them and block them. We come against it in the mighty and majestic name of Jesus. And God, you get the glory. You get the glory out of their lives. And God, we pray for these children that's disobedient, hard-headed, stiff-necked. God, we pray for them right now that they would realize that they must obey. They have to obey somebody. So all these children, Lord God, that's walking in disobedience, disobedience to the parents, disobedient to the teachers, disobedient to everybody, Lord, we bind that. This spirit of disobedience in the name of Jesus, and we loose a spirit of obedience over our children in the name of Jesus. And Father, we say that no weapon that the enemy has formed shall prosper over our young people. And Lord, we calling in the teachers and the preachers and the evangelists and the apostles, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, and the pastors, we calling them in, Lord God. We calling them in from the north, south, east, and west, no matter what they wrapped up in now, Lord God. We're calling them out, and we believe you, Lord God, by faith that you are even doing it even as we speak in the name of Jesus, and we serve the devil's notice that he is a liar. He's the father of all lies. He was a liar from the beginning, and he's still a liar. Our children will be saved. Our children will be delivered. Our children will be free in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you tonight. We bless you for our children, Lord God. We bless you, Lord God, for bringing them out in the name of Jesus. And all glory, God, when you do it, when you do it, when you do it, all glory and all honor and praises is thine. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you. Praise God. Bless
Thank
the
you, Lord.
Lord. Praise God. So as everyone else that muted the phone, we're getting ready to, since Prophetess Cindy didn't come online tonight, I know that we are supposed to be available for service, but I pray right now that it's okay for Pastor Carol Alexander, if she would just, even just briefly for a short time, just whatever God placed on your heart for human trafficking, sex abuse and torturing, murder, kidnapping, and a healing, and God to reveal some things concerning those that are having those people in captivity for the human trafficking. So if you would come on, since my sister is not available, just to pray so we can cover that tonight. Pastor Carol Alexander.
I'm on the line.
You want me to give you a moment then? Are you good?
This is Carol. You want me to go ahead and come on?
Yeah, pray for the human trafficking, like I said, with the sex abuse, torture, murder, kidnapping, whatever God put in your spirit. Those are some of the things he had in my spirit to pray concerning the human trafficking.
Okay. Heavenly Father, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How we bless your name tonight, Lord God. Your name above every other name, Father. And we're so thankful that we can call on you on behalf of those, Father, who have been bonded because of other people, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, who are being preyed upon by those who are in the world who desire to do them harm, Lord God. We pray for those, Lord God, who have been captive, been held captive, Lord God, to sex trade and sex crime, Lord God. We pray for those who are being trafficked for their bodies, Lord God, whether it's for sex, Lord God, or whether it's as in servitude, Lord God. Father, we just ask that you would intervene in the lives of those, Lord God. Give them a hope, the only hope that they have, which is in Jesus Christ, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you would bind up those who desire to harm them, who are using them for personal gain, Lord God. Father, who need deliverance themselves, Lord God, who need salvation themselves, Lord God. We pray. world, that we would have an opportunity as we see them in line at the grocery store and somebody else is holding their pocketbook or controlling their money or controlling them, Lord God, as they come into places like pregnancy centers, Lord God, that we would have a spirit of discernment, that we would be able to help them to get free, Lord God. Father, that you would give some sign, some opening, some opportunity for somebody to see that they are in bondage and that they're in danger and that they're in trouble, and that you would open some discerning hearts to be able to intervene, Lord God. And so I just pray that you would send an awakening among your people, that we would be on the lookout, that the body of Christ would be on the lookout, Lord God, that we would have havens and homes where these women and children and men would be able to go to, Lord God, when they're freed and released from this bondage of human trafficking, Father God. Father, it's only you who can free them, Lord God, and you can use your people to do it. Father, I pray even for this state that I'm in, which is the capital of human trafficking, Lord God. So I pray, Lord God, that you would, even with the lawmakers and those who need to create safe zones and safe places of safety and havens of safety, Lord God, where these women are terrible and horrific situations. I pray, Lord, that you would, and he uses that and captive, make captive women and men, children. Father God, you would allow them to be released and free. Father, you're the only one that we can turn to, but we do need the body of Christ to stand, Lord God, to stand against those and to be have our eyes open, that we watch and we pray, Lord God, for those who find themselves in these situations. Some are runaways, are children who run away, and they get caught up with the wickedness, Lord God. I just pray that you would allow people to be in place to receive them, Father, as you free them and release them from this bondage. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that we can cry out to you on their behalf, and we do cry out. We do cry out, Lord God, on behalf of those whose bodies are used and abused, Father God. We do cry out to you, Lord God, on behalf of those who are in this bondage, Lord God. We cry out to you, Lord God, that you would allow freedom to come to them, to their spirits. Father God, even if they're in captivity, Lord God, you are able to save even through that, Father God. So we pray, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit would minister to them, those that know you and that are trapped, and those that don't know you and who can come to know you, Lord God. Allow your saints, Lord God, to have wisdom in dealing in these situations and in finding those who are in captivity, Lord God. And it's going on all over the world, not just in Florida and the United States, but all over the world, Lord God. We cry out on behalf of those who are being tricked and trapped, those who are being led astray, Lord God. We just pray, Father, that you would allow the light of Christ to shine, the light, Lord God, that would draw them, that would allow them an opportunity to come out of those situations that they had no choice in and that others led them astray. Father God, you are the deliverer, and then you're able to heal. And so we pray healing for those who have come out in these safe homes, Father God, that you would allow them to be healed in their spirit, in their soul, in their bodies, Lord God, as only you can do. Father, we thank you. We thank you that you are the healer, that you're the deliverer, Lord God, that you are the restorer, Lord God, that you can, Lord God, restore the years that the locust has eaten, Lord God. We thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you yet move and that you yet heal, that you yet free, that you yet deliver. We thank you for that, Father God. And we pray, Lord God, against all of those, the enemy who would entrap your people, Lord God. And we just pray deliverance. And we trust you, Lord God, in those situations because you're absolutely trustworthy. And we can trust you to free, Lord God. And we ask it all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For those who are victims of abuse, that are victims of domestic violence, that are victims of human trafficking, Father God, we just pray for them, Lord God, that you would allow them to be set free. And through the blood of Jesus Christ, we thank you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We give God glory. I want to cover the bases just briefly on the parents. And since Mother Alexander is not on the line, we'll cover the body of Christ briefly, and then we're going to take, if there's a word from the Lord, we'll hear that, but we're prepared to take our prayer requests. Mother Alexander, you there?
Hello?
Hi, you're online. I didn't see that.
I've been online. I was
online. Well, I didn't see your number. Praise God. But anyway, for the body of Christ, okay, for the body of Christ, for the division and church hurts and portrayal, manipulation, and ones that have been taken advantage of, have heartache, whatever in that, you just find it yourself, just cover the prayer the best you can on that, and we'll bless the Lord. Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, you gave us authority. You gave us dominion, Lord God. You gave us all the power over the works of the enemy, Lord Jesus. Father God, you see your people, Lord God. According to your word, Lord God, you said, we have the power, we have the authority, we have the dominion. And again, we are justified, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we come today, Heavenly Father, as we touch in agreement, bringing down these principalities in the mighty name of Jesus. For it shall not have authority over children of the living God. Lord, you see your people, Lord God. Lord, we bind the spirit that kept confusion in the church, Lord God. We bind it up right now, Lord, this confusion of this one no more and that one no less. Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, touch each and every one mind, Lord God, that you have called, Lord God, to remind them that you gave them a sound mind, Heavenly Father. Father God, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus to bring a root of waking up in the church, Lord God, that they know who they are and who are who and where they belong, Lord God. For Lord, you promise in your word, you said, if we call on you, Lord God, if we call on you and stand firm, calling on the name of Jesus, ask whatever we ask, it shall be given to us. Father God, you gave us the power to stand firm, Lord, and to bring down principality. In the mighty name of Jesus, you gave us the authority to speak your word, Lord God. Here on earth, you gave us the dominion over here on earth. You did not leave us alone, Lord God. You said, more than all, we are overcomers, we are more than conquerors. We are children of the living God. No demon have authority over a child of the living God. So we bind this principality right now in the mighty name of Jesus. For it shall not have authority over your people, Lord God. Father God, touch the mind, Lord God. Bring back to remembrance who they really are, Lord God. Because, Father, you see the church, Lord God. You gave us dominion here on earth, Lord God. And Father God, we ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, bring a root awakening up in your people, Lord God, to see that you gave us the authority and the dominion of the Father, to speak your word, Lord God, to stand boldly, Lord God, because according to your promise, Lord God, one of us should be able to chase 1,000, because that's your promise, Heavenly Father. There is no other way, Lord God, but to do what you says. And your word is to stand firm and say what you say, because your word is what's going to take us through any valley. And Father God, we thank you today, Heavenly Father, to bring a root awakening up in the church. Bring a root awakening up, Lord God. Let me know, Lord God, that you already done all you said you would do, because you said we are justified. We are sanctified. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We are overcomer. We are powerful children of the living God. So, Father God, this we ask right now as we touch in agreement, Lord God, to wake up the church, Lord. Open their eyes, Lord God, to see that they have the power and the authority and the dominion to stand boldly and bring down this principality. It's not you have no business in saying, well, I know more than you and I'm better than you and I know better. No. Every one of us that's been called should have the authority and the power to stand firm on the word that God said. God, you said we are overcome, then no demon in hell should be able to overcome us. You said it, Father God, and we believe it. We're standing on your promises that nothing on earth should have the authority over the children of God, because, number one, we sold out. And if we are so loud to say, do our Father's will, nothing should have authority over us. So, Father God, I'm asking you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, touch the church body, Lord God. Touch, Lord God, and bring us on to know who we really are, Lord God, that we are children of the mighty King. We are more than conquerors. We are powerful children. Help us to come in unity and not separation, Lord. Help us to know that we are together, we are powerful, but separate, we are dragging. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, hope in the highs, Lord. Hope in the highs, Lord God. Because you is not going to come back again and let us cut all from the beginning. You already gave us your only begotten Son. He took our sin. He laid on the cross so we could have the power to stand firm. Sin shall not have dominion over a child of the living God. Sin shall not have dominion over us. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the power and the authority, Lord. We thank you for how you make a way out of no way for us, Lord God. Help us to stand as one, Lord God. Help us to know that we are children of the living God. Help us to have one mind, Lord God, that we can pull down these principalities that are coming against your people, Lord God. We have the authority to do it. Help us to stand as one, Lord God, to do your will. Because you said in your word, Heavenly Father, ask and believe when we ask, we receive. You said in the word, Heavenly Father, you gave us power and authority over the enemy. The enemy shall not have authority over the child of God. It shall not have dominion over us. We shall stand firm. We shall speak as unit, stand firm against the enemy. But when we start falling by one, judging one, envying one, jealous in one, we will never stand in that grace. But when we stand together on one agreement, we will bring down all the principality that are coming against the church, because the church is the power. The church is the power. Until we hope in our eyes to see who we really are, we're going to keep separating and separating, because the principality doing that separation, not God. God called us as one unit, as a church, and we must stand firm. We must stand firm, regardless what it looks like. We must stand firm. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for being the head of our life, Lord God. I thank you for your prayer line, Lord God, because if it was not for you, Lord, we wouldn't have it. Help us to walk in that authority, Lord. Help us to take up the banner, Lord God, and stand firm in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we thank you today, Father God. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. We thank you for how the power you gave us, the power to stand firm against these foul spirits that are attacking the people today, Lord God. Lord, help us and those that is in authority to stand firm, Lord God, to stand firm, because you gave us the keys to stand. You shed your blood for us. The blood alone is covered. Your name is powerful enough to bring down this principality. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for making a way for us, Lord. Thank you for giving us their dominion and their authority, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you today, Lord God. We give you all the glory and the praise, Father God, for helping us through these storms, Lord, because you never leave us, Heavenly Father. You said in your word, cast every cares on you. And your word is one, stand firm. Your word never change, Father God. Help us to open our eyes, Lord, to see that we shall stand firm. Not letting the adversary pulling us one way and the other way, but stand firm. You gave us all the power, Lord. You gave us the keys to stand firm and to do your will. Because according to your word, Lord God, you already told us, greater work shall we do here unheard. Not under the hurt, but unheard. And Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Help us to continue boldly, Lord. Help us to step out, Lord God. And let the enemy know he has no authority, Lord. Oh God, touch your people's heart, Lord God. Touch their mind. Let them know we have strength to pull down mountains if we only stand firm and be unit. Ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise your name, Jesus. Father, as we pray now for the parents God, the parents, glory to God. First of all, we're going to pray for those ones that in these homes and so forth where there's so much abuse and so much chaos and so much disruption and so much confusion. God, in your word, you already told us that the children are to obey their parents in the Lord, for this is right. And you said, honor the father and the mother, for which this is first commandment with promise that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the land. But you told the fathers, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them into the nurture and the admiration of the Lord. Father, it is too many people that are provoking their children to wrath and causing, glory to God, so much chaos, and they are abusing, there's incest in it, there's all kinds of things, glory to God, where they have been tortured or they have been mentally abused or physically abused. These things ought not to be so. God, we are praying for parents to have parenting skill, whether they need some help or they need some direction. God, we are praying for divine intervention as we pray and we intervene and intercede, glory to God, on the behalf of those that are going through those various trials. And not only that, when our eyes see some things, we pray and need to seek out your faith, even sometimes when we need to speak up or speak out or either send out a warning or whatever. God, we ask you right now to help, glory to God, those ones that are losing their lives or losing hope or no joy, and they're provoking them to go out and do other things that will cause them to be in a murderous situation or being in suicide or causing them to go out and murder or causing genocide or causing gangs and whatever. We know all of this not, but some of these things stem back from home. Some of the things stem back from not having the love in the home, not having the encouragement, or a parent playing one child against the other one, or showing favoritism. God, we ask you right now those yokes be destroyed. Open the eyes of these parents. Some of them are coming from broken homes or coming from dysfunctional homes and coming from places where they have been abused and accused and ostracized and criticized and so forth. And so it is going on to the next generation and the next generation. But we want to destroy those yokes. And we are praying that you raise up people with a heart desire after you to love you and to know that, glory to God, there's a better way. Open the heart, glory to God, for them to know, glory to God, that you love them and you're concerned about. Send people in their pathway like we are, glory to God, as believers supposed to be shining the light. Help us to be sensitive ears and open so that way we can be able to pray and intercede. We may not know what's going on in the house next door or the one down the street or across town or across the ocean around the globe, but God, the prayers can go from there. The things that we hear, we see so many things even that's going on, that's hideous crimes that be on the television with our youth and others, and some things with the parents, glory to God, doing so many hideous things to them and glory to God, and dismemberment and killing them and throwing them in on the trash heap or burying them or just doing all kinds of things, glory to God, that's unthinkable in these last days. But we know it's satanic. We know, glory to God, it came from the enemy. We need to bind up and take authority over and commanding the enemy to loose his hold off their mind. Some with mental abuse and so forth because of the things over there. Some might be chemical imbalance, and some may have caught that mental abuse that they went through that caused them to be mentally challenged. God, we're asking you right now for help. We're asking you for deliverance for these parents. We're asking you for deliverance for these children, as Pastor already prayed. God, we're asking you, Lord God, as we pray, you said the word says the effect and fervent prayers of the righteous does avail much. Help us to not get desensitized and get to that point, glory to God, where we don't be sensitive to the fact that these things are going on and we need to make a difference even in our life. We pray for those that are reaching out, that are doing some things to be able to help the youth, to awaken them to have plans, that whether it be through church or whether it be through a charity group or whether it be some organization. We thank you for those. But we also, glory to God, know it's much more needed in the name of Jesus. God, so we are praying even for those parents that are trying with all they know how to live right, to do right, to have good morals or whatever to do right by their children. We're praying for encouragement because some of them are raising children that they have done right by, but the children have gotten caught up in various things. Pray for those parents that they keep being encouraged. Pray for those parents that are saved too as well and waiting for their child to be delivered and set free, glory to God, whether it be drug, alcohol, or sex, or just out there wayward or in gangs or however. or even been captured by, glory to God, the glamour of this life. God, we're praying for those parents that are definitely saved too, that they hold fast, and that we pray one for another, that we'll pray and intervene. And even some of us that are praying, even some of our children or grands or great-grands might be caught up. But as we pray for others, God, we're believing, glory to God, somebody's praying for us. We just got to keep the faith and know that we're walking by faith and not by sight. And when God's word go out, when it go out, it's not going out void. It's going to accomplish everything that is set out to do. As he said, our thoughts are not his thoughts. As far as heaven is from earth, is his thoughts and ours. And so when the enemy comes in to speak and say this and that is not so and it's not going to come to pass, we got to get rooted and grounded in the assurance to know when God spoke a thing, it is so. It is already settled. We just have to believe it. And to know, glory to God, through these trials and through these tribulations, through it all, God got a plan and he's going to work it out for the good. So God, we just pray right now for intervention. We're praying for help. We're praying, glory to God, a safe haven. Glory to God for those parents that may have been in a situation they're abused and they end up abusing their children. We're praying for safe haven for these children that need, glory to God, some help or whatever. But God, we're praying for us that we will be more sensitive, that we'll be open and we'll be able to hear and listen to the voice of God through these situations so murder can stop. And so this, glory to God, this oppression and depression and this abuse and all of these things that are going on in these homes, it can be a cease. And some people are going out and they're encouraging others and coming back to their own home and abusing their children. God, we're asking you, Lord God, for help. We're asking you, Lord God, to bless. We're asking you for deliverance. We're praying for a cry out. We're praying, even if they don't cry out, we'll cry out so some yokes can be destroyed in the name of Jesus. We have faith in what your word says. And God, we're asking you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to help us too. In the name of Jesus, that we are supposed to carry this word and we are supposed to be faithful to as well. And God, we thank you, Lord God, for some of us that you've brought us out of some things so we can be a wounded healer. We can let them know and so forth, like what God has done and what he's delivered us from, whether we've been the child or whether we've been the parent. God, we ask you, Lord God, to help in the name of Jesus. And we so carefully give you the praise and the glory and the honor for healing and deliverance. And so someone can go to sleep and don't have to be scared that someone is coming in to abuse them tonight or snatch them tonight or beat them tonight or kill them tonight. God, we curse and cancel that assignment. And some that, glory to God, say, I want out, as it already in prayer, and then the suicide or whatever. We know, glory to God, you're able to deliver and able to help. And so, God, we're standing on the word that you shall in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you tonight, and we bless you and honor you. And thank you for your word, glory to God, that this too shall pass. We bless you. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Praise God. We do thank God for everyone that so diligently, so faithfully, and prayed from their heart tonight those things that were needed for the for those that were in need of prayer. Know that God's word, it doeth forever. No matter what the circumstances are, God's word remains the same. And we can put our trust in his internal word, praise God, and through our daily prayer and standing on his word and walking by faith and not by sight and not allow the adversary to dictate and manipulate, glory to God, through our circumstances and situations. They hurt, and they are, glory to God, sometimes overwhelming. But the God we serve is greater than the problem. He is, glory to God, our source. He knows how to deliver us out of every situation. We trust and believe in him, and sometimes it's faith. And sometimes wintertime seems like a long time, but God knows how to bring us out and bring us through. We just got to keep trusting him as we pray one for another. Amen. I certainly do appreciate everyone that prayed tonight and standing in the gap and been faithful to the call of Christ in Jesus' name. At this time, as the Lord placed anything specifically in the heart of anyone for the body for encouragement tonight, we'll receive that, and then we're going to pray for these prayer requests because we do have several and some that we had to stand in the gap for even for today, believing God, and even the enemy attacking, even for when God do bring a testimony, here he is raying his little ugly head, but we know God is faithful to his word, so we just have to pray and keep the faith. But at this time, if there's anything that God has placed in the heart of one of the prophets, apostle, or the minister to share with the body, we'll give a couple of minutes of that, and then we're going to go right into the prayer requests. Is there anything at this time? Praise the Lord. And just remember the scripture that was read earlier in these last days and so forth, all these things that are going to come to pass. We still got to preach and teach and reach and be a witness and so forth and to be instant in season and out of season, reproof, rebuke,
and exalt, praise God, and stand on God's word, because it's the time and so forth that people are not going to endure sound doctrine. But nevertheless, we have to still be a witness, be a light, and warn until the time that God comes, because it will not be no excuse for us to say that, you know, we have blood on our hands because of the fact that we wouldn't open our mouth, we wouldn't speak, or we not living a life before people to know that our God is still on the throne, he's still saving, he's still delivering, he's still healing, he's still doing great and marvelous things. Amen. Praise God. Well, we're going to prepare now for any prayer requests, and we do have a couple of them. And one is Pastor Bird had to leave out today to go to her hometown and then also over to Greenville, North Carolina. Her brother was medevaced to the hospital there, and he's in intensive care. The same brother we were just celebrating last week about how God blessed, and he had a year and a half ago, he had cancer 85%, and he was down to 3%, how God blessed him marvelously, and now all of a sudden attack yesterday, he couldn't breathe, and now he's in the intensive care. First they said it wasn't a heart attack, which he didn't have. Then on the road she said she had gotten a word that they're saying it's a congestive heart failure, and it may be a little something going on with his kidney, but we don't know yet because Denise didn't want to give her too much information over the phone. God did all that marvelous work already, and it's nothing too hard now for him to do this and raise him back up again. So we pray God's will be done and believe in still yet for a healing, and God raise him up. Praise the Lord. And I know there's some other prayer requests out there, but that's one I want to be on the top of the list right now. So if there's any others before I share anything else, would you put your request out there now, and we'll prepare to pray.
Well, this is Mother Alexander. I not too long came home, and my neighbor, I found out my neighbor, she had a slight stroke. She went to the hospital.
Wow, my Lord.
Yeah,
bless God.
Janet Burnett.
Jackie Burnett. Jackie Burnett. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Put that down now, praise God. Praise the Lord. Anyone else?
And also Willette. Neighbor of mine over on the other side, we have a problem with our sinus. That's why she's not on the line tonight, because she was going to come on.
Oh, she went with her?
Yeah, because of the sinus.
The sinus.
Yeah, she had the sinus attack this afternoon. That's what our daughter told me. Our name is Willette.
Okay, praise God.
Praise God. Before you close, please, this is Mother Small. Requesting that you pray special for Yvonne Bruno, my daughter, the one who's taken care of me during the time of my stroke.
She's tired.
The enemy trying to tamper with her mind.
Oh, Lord. Praise God.
She's getting frustrated and... One to bind the enemy in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God,
ma'am.
Give her fresh courage and strengthen her.
Yes.
That she should be able to run and see what the end's going to be, because I'm a lot better than I was.
Praise God for that, Mother. We praise God.
Strength that she would be able to run on, keep up until the Lord deliver me. The only God could deliver us from certain circumstances.
Yes.
So tonight, I listen to the prayer requests, I listen to the prayers, and I enjoy the prayers. I didn't come on the line, but I listened. So
amen.
I thank God tonight for Jesus. I thank him because he has given me the strength, And he gave us authority, and we got to take the authority in faith.
Yes,
that
ma'am.
Authority he gave us to bind the enemy.
Yes.
To bind the enemy, because the enemy has no dominion over us.
Amen.
And the Lord said to speak the word. Let's speak the word in faith, believing that the word has power. There is power in the word, there is power in the name, and speak those things that are not as though they are.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Believe that God said, if he said it, this is already done. Just believe.
Amen.
The man asked him, can you do anything? He said, only believe. And we thank God tonight for all the prayers and everything, everybody who have the faith.
Praise God.
Faith walk, sister. A faith
yes,
walk.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
When we speak the word, speak it in faith.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We bless God for Mother and the encouraging words for the body of Christ as well. Any other prayer requests? Praise God. Right. We want to pray for Mother Friedman and stuff like this. We prayed the other day for about a CAT scan we was concerned about, and the Lord blessed with all that pain she was having in her head and her neck and in her ears. The CAT scan came back a couple of days ago. They can't find anything. So we give God the glory and praise for that, but they still don't know what it is. We will believe God. It's just something simple as those sinus or migraine pains from that, but we're going to believe God still yet is that he's bringing her through. But we do give God praise for those that prayed that she came through that part, but she having some problems with her leg and back too as well, and that is Mother Friedman. So we give God praise for that. We continue to pray for Mother Dorcas that was just on the line too, that she continue to bring stability to her body coming through a stroke as well. We pray for Mother McCormick has been asking for prayer for her her daughter, whatever like this, the one that the enemy has been challenging her with lupus. And we have Pastor Bird's brother we're praying for. His name is John. And we have two brothers that's Mother McCormick, she was sharing the other day, two brothers, one is jealous of the other brother. One, the brother that's jealous of the brother is a backslider. He wants to kill that brother. He is jealous of him. We're going to curse and cancel those spirits of the enemy that wants to come in, and spirit of backsliding. We know when you do seven spirits, that spirit and more will come in, and you already got something going on in your temple. So we're praying for him to be restored and praying for the brother. One of the brothers that, believe it or not, both of them got biblical names. One, the name is the jealous one, is James, and the other brother is Joseph. So we're just praying that there will be deliverance. And there will be a healing in that family and counsel the assignment of the enemy for destruction. So Brother James is Brother Joseph. James is the one and so forth like this that want to bring harm to his brother. So we definitely don't want to leave, even tonight after that, we want to continue to pray that those yokes be destroyed so God can bless in both of their lives and they'll be used for the glory of God. Amen. Because there's no time now. That's why we're so now to pray for our youth, pray for our children, pray for these situations and murdering demons that are just running around and running rampant. We got to be on our post. Is there any others so that we can be able to begin the prayer? I don't know how many ministers have left on the line, but we don't want to just we pray in the seed. But when we have these prayer requests, we don't want to go lacking, not covering the basis for prayer because we want people praying for us as well. So, Pastor Burton, you still on the line? And Pastor Mother Alexander, I know you're still there. And Pastor Alexander from out of Florida, Carol, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Okay, then Pastor Burton, she's already dropped off. Well, among us right now, we're going to go ahead and take these prayer requests.
I'm here.
Okay, who? Pastor Burton still there? Oh, I know Carol, you just...
Tweety,
praise God. I don't know how many of the prayer requests that you already heard, but if you would take on that prayer request that we just talked about, because God uses you a lot in warfare, like with the James, the jealous one want to hurt his brother, and he's a backslider, and then pray for both of them brothers, that the Lord will bless and bring deliverance to them, praise God, and I'll give you another one so that way we can... pray for the young man, for the brother that's been attacked, and just this marvelous testimony. So, Carol, if you would pray for Mother Alexander Friend, the one that just had the stroke just before, just today, and the other one that had the sinus attack. Those two, you take care of those two for me. That would be wonderful. Mother Alexander, if you pray for... Mother Small's daughter.
for her keyboard.
So each one of y'all, whoever want to start first, can go ahead and pray.
Father, we give you praise. We give you thanks, glory, and honor for all things. We thank you for allowing us in your presence. Lord God, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. For we know without you we can do nothing. Lord God, we ask you for a move of your spirit as never before.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, for we know that the weapon of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of the stronghold. Father, you are the weapon of our warfare because
yes,
your word,
Lord,
is powerful and sharp than any two-edged sword. We know that it cut left, right, divine, the son, the soul, the spirit, the joint, the marrow of the bone. Father God, we ask you right now to deal with the spirit force, Father God, that is causing these people to come up against one another. In the name of the Most High God, Father God, we ask you right now to tear down these strongholds. Cancel every plot, every plan, and every assignment, satanic and demonic, because this is what it is, to cause one brother to come up against another brother. Father God, this happened at the beginning. This happened, hallelujah, in the Garden of Eden. But Father, in the name of the Most High God, we ask you right now for divine intervention. Father God, we ask you to step down in the midst of the situation. Lord God, rain down peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, in the name of the Most High God, you brought them too far, and you didn't bring them this far to leave them. Father, we ask you right now to minister by your ministering spirits to their minds, to their spirit, to their souls. Father God, we ask you to minister right now, hallelujah, to their hearts. But Father God, even though the heart is desperately wicked, who can know it? But you can take a heart, Lord God, because the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord, and give him a heart of flesh. Father God, in the mighty name of the Most High, we ask you to stand in the gap in this situation. And Father God, draw these brothers back together, for they have need of one another, for your reason, for your purpose, and for your glory, God. We ask you right now, in the name of the Most High God, that you would bind principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places, rulers of darkness of this world, the prince, the power of the air. Cancel every plot, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. The enemy has plotted, Lord God, in this family. Father God, we ask you to cast down every imagination, every high thought that exalted itself against your knowledge, and bring it under captivity, under your obedience. Lord God, we lift up James. We lift up Joseph. Lord God, we lift up Pastor Bird's brother in this hour, Lord God, where they had to medevac him, Lord God, even after you have given him a glorious testimony. Father, you said we'll overcome by our testimony in the word of the Most High God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the overcoming in this hour. We thank you for the transformation. We ask you, Lord God, for such a greater change than the change before. Father God, his life is in your hands. And whatsoever you will, Lord God, let the will be done, Lord God, that all men might know that thou art the Most High God, Holy One of Israel. We cry unto thee in this hour. But thou said, if we ask, it shall be given. Father God, we come in agreeing, and we're touching, Lord God, upon this situation, Lord God. We ask you to move, Lord God, not only on him, but on the family, Lord God, in the name of the Most High God. Father God, we ask you to move upon thy servant, hallelujah, Pastor Bird, in this hour, Lord God. God, give our calmness in our spirit, Lord God. Give our calmness in our mind, Lord God. Give our peace, Lord God, in this hour, Lord God, knowing that all power is in your hand. Help us to stand on your word, Lord God. The very word she speak, the very word she preach, hallelujah, according to your divine will, your divine purpose. Lord God, help us to stand on your word, not being soon shaken in mind or spirit, but hold fast to the profession of faith. Let her waver not, Lord God, knowing that you are the Lord our God, and besides you, there is no other. Amen.
Pastor Carol, you still there? For Miss Jakes, Miss Jackie, and for the stroke and for a sinus attack of Mother Alexander friend, those two ladies.
Jackie and Burnett.
Jackie Burnett for the stroke and also for sinus attack for friend. not Mother Alexander, not you, Pastor Carol Alexander from Florida, supposed to be praying for your friend.
Okay.
And you're gonna
next one's name is Willette.
Huh? Burnett?
Willette.
Jackie, well, are we to say the other
Jackie,
lady's name?
Jackie Burnett.
Uh-huh. And the other lady is Willette.
Yeah, Willette.
Willette got the sinuses, and Jackie has stroke.
Light stroke.
Yeah, when you finish, then you can pray for Mother Small's daughter, Yvonne, for the encouragement and binding the enemy. Okay.
Oh.
Go ahead, Sister Carol.
Father God, we are so thankful that we can come before you, we can call upon your holy name, that we can approach your throne boldly, Lord God, to find the grace and mercy to help in our time of need. And so, Father, we do call out the names of Jackie that's already been called and Willette, Lord God. We pray for Jackie, Lord God. We pray for her healing according to your will and purpose, Father.
We know,
Father God, that even when there is a stroke or any other condition, just to call their names before you, Lord God, that you are able to heal. You are our healer. We thank you, Lord God, that you said that the prayers of the righteous, Lord God, that the prayer of faith can heal those that are sick. And so we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you would bring healing, Lord God. You'd bring wholeness, Lord God. You'd bring health, Lord God, Father, in the name of Jesus for Sister Jackie. We pray for Sister Willette, Lord God, and with her sinus trouble. You can heal all manner of disease. You did through Christ on this earth, Lord God, when he walked this earth. And, Father God, we're his servants, and you have allowed us to call upon your holy name for healing. And so we pray for healing, Lord God, and for comfort, Father God, that you would give comfort, Lord God, that you would give answers even to the doctors that have to be involved and engaged, Lord God. But we know ultimately you're the healer. You can heal by means or miracles, Lord God. So heal according to your purpose, Father, for Sister Jackie and for Sister Willette. We call out both their names before you, Lord God. Father God, for your name's sake, we pray that you would heal them, that you would be glorified through that, Lord God, that those who are in their presence would see that you are able to heal and that they would come running to you for whatever the situation is, even for salvation, Father God, for those who see your power being manifested through your ability to heal. And I just pray, Lord, for their families, Lord God, for Sister Jackie's family, for Sister Willette's family, Lord God, that you would comfort them and give them strength to serve and to minister to those that as you are healing them, Lord God, and we
yes,
call them
Father, yes,
in the
Lord,
name
yes,
of Jesus,
Lord.
In the precious name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Mother Alexander.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, you see Yvonne, Lord God. Lord, you know the hearts of men, Lord God.
Yes.
Father God, we ask you to touch her, Lord God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, it's only you know, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, you said in your word, pray for one another.
Yes.
Father God, she's tired. And I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Have mercy on Yvonne, Lord. Lord God, you see all and you know all, Heavenly Father. But I know you is a God of a healing God. And we know your mercy, Lord God, is endured forever. Lord, I know Yvonne is tired. But I know, Lord God, you can strengthen her, Lord God. And so, Lord, I come before you and I ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, touch Yvonne's body, Lord God. Oh, God, bring peace to our Lord God. Help her to continue to stand, Lord God. Oh, God, grant her that inner peace, Lord God. For, Lord, you see Yvonne's heart. You know Yvonne. But, Father God, I'm asking you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, bring tranquility to our heart and bring peace in our life, Lord. Help her to stand, Lord God. Help her to stand. I know you said in your word, Lord God, pray for one another. Lord, I'm standing in the gap right now, praying for Yvonne, Lord God. Oh, God, keep her in your arms, Lord. You see it all, Father God, and you know it all. But we come together standing interceding for Yvonne. Oh, God, have mercy. Keep her in your arms, Father God. I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father. Just Yvonne, Lord God. Keep Yvonne, Father. For you see it all, Lord, and you know it all. And we stand here praying for her, Lord God. And most of all, Heavenly Father, I know your will must be done. Oh God, continue to keep her in your arms. Help Yvonne, Lord. Help Yvonne. This I ask in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Amen and amen. Oh, glory to God.
Mother Freeman, would you just go ahead and pray for them? Though they haven't found anything, we still believe in the Lord that it is going to that she's healed from that, and they're not going to find any anything and so forth like this is going to cause any other problems and stuff like in her body. And we believe in for healing for her leg and back and where she's having so much pain. So would you pray for her for that? Then I'll do the last prayer and then get ready to for us to close. Are you there? Prophetess Bradshaw, you just dropped off the line? Okay. I don't know if we have a technical difficulty or not, but Father, we do honor you, and we pray for Mother Freeman in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for that report that came back that she don't have any, that they couldn't find nothing on the CAT scan. We still believe in, God, that the enemy is a liar, that he's not going to cause any other complications or problems concerning, glory to God, brain or head or whatever. And we pray that it be something as simple as the sinus problems that she has, that it maybe you have to change medications or whatever because of that. And we believe in even for that healing. Pray for her back, pray for her leg, and this excruciating pain that's coming in her body and what she had said is going on with her knee. They did x-ray that and found out that her knee, I forgot about that, that they were saying with the knee replacement that she had, that is starting to separate. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to bring deliverance, that she don't have to go through any excruciating pain. If it is something correct, easy to correct, there won't be no infections or no problems in the name of Jesus. We just ask you to continue to bless her, bless the other mother that we've been praying for, the pastor, Pastor Taylor, that's had that brain bleed, that's still in a somewhat coma and whatever like this right here. Raise her back up that she may be used for your glory. Curse and counsel every assignment of the enemy that's trying to hold her down, that she will not be a vegetable. God, I'm praying that her body and her bones and everything and the proper care that she gets for her bones and body to still be able to move and joints and flexibility and all, praying for her muscles and everything. God, every part that belongs to you, that's every part of her body that you have created, that everything in there will function and operate accordingly in the name of Jesus. We're praying that she'll be breathing and doing everything on her own and her brain, no complications or problems there. You restore, you revive, you bring her back to, glory to God, the health and life that you have ordained for her to have. Pray for her daughter. Pray for encouragement there for that family. Pray, glory to God, that you continue to bless and move in a miraculous way. God, we pray, glory to God, for the prayer warriors on this line. We come against every satanic attack, every foul and unclean spirit, every spirit, glory to God, of witchcraft, every spirit of demonic activity or whatever he set up a trap to sabotage or to hurt or bring any harm for them or their families or loved ones or their possessions or, glory to God, ministry. We curse and cancel that. We take authority over that in the name of Jesus and send the enemy back to the dry place from which he came. We loose him from his assignment of the things that he come, glory out to destroy, to kill. Glory to God. We thank you for what your word says, and we believe your report that you came to give us an abundant life. And though, glory to God, some things are transpiring now, this too shall pass. You said when the enemy comes in like a flood, you will raise up the standard. You said you even set a table in the presence of our enemy. You even said in Deuteronomy, glory to God, when he come in one way, you cause him to flee seven. We are thanking you, Lord God, for you turning things around for the good. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. And the day that we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, glory to God, hallelujah, you will bless, you will bring us out, and it's a shadow. We're thanking you, Lord God, when the enemy, glory to God, comes as a roaring lion. God, we're thanking you, Lord God, how you know how to deliver. You told us to be diligent. You told us, glory to God, to be alert. God, we know we need to be in place, as the woman of God said tonight, to walk in our authority, to have the faith, to know, glory to God, hallelujah, that we're going to stand on God's word. So I pray a blessing. I pray covering over them. I pray financial blessing. I pray healing. I pray wealth. I pray deliverance. I pray encouragement for their families, their loved ones, and glory to to God, for them, most of all, to stay on that wall like Nehemiah, glory to God, with a weapon in it. A hand, glory to God, and also whatever tools is needed, glory to God, to continue the work, glory to God, to stay on the wall and do what God's called us, that we'll not let people like Sanballat or whatever the enemy trying to taunt us, to bring us down, that we, glory to God, stand on the wall and keep looking to the hills with coming our help, realizing it does come from the Lord, and glory to God, to recognize that we need to pray ye one for another and to trust God and to have our confidence in the Lord in the name of Jesus, making sure that our armor is on correctly and knowing, glory to God, you are our real God. And the angels that you gave us at our disposal for, we can put them on assignment, that we will not grieve and override the Holy Spirit. Help us, glory to God, to have the confidence and the faith through these trials and testing times to be able to stand on your word in the name of Jesus. Stand on our watch. And God, glory to God, for those who need to be repositioned, reposition. Those, glory to God, that need to get in position, we pray for them. We pray for continuously unity. We pray, glory to God, for your blood covering. We speak life and counsel of the assignment of the death demon that comes to steal and stalk and to agitate and aggravate to keep us from doing what God requires. We come against fear and torment. We bind you up, take authority, and send you back, Satan, to the dry place whence you came. We counsel your assignment. Regardless of these tactics, God, help us to go back over into that realm of courage, knowing that this too shall pass. There are going to be times it's going to happen, but God, we trust you that you're going to bring us through and bring us out. Help us to remember to pray one for another and not allow the enemy to consume us with what we are going through. No matter how much the heat and the thermostat is turned up, you have the control of the thermostat. And glory to God, trusting that no matter what the enemy is full or what he did and what is allowed, you're going to bring us through and help us, glory to God, to build character in the name of Jesus through your word and through obedience and submission to you. We love you and we appreciate you for being a part of the body of Christ, being able, glory to God, to use for the kingdom of God. Give us wisdom how to be skillful in these tools that you've given us, these weapons. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise God. Amen, amen. At this hour, was anything missing or anything, glory to God, that God has placed upon the heart before we leave? We're going to get ready to close out. We do thank you again for being obedient and even for those that fill in the gap, and thank God for what's already in you. God, a blessed word to come out and be a blessing to the body of Christ. And as we unite in prayer, we're going to see some great and marvelous things come to pass. So help us to continue to pray for those people that we had on the list, as well as we pray for ourselves and those sacrifices for you all, even while you have a little challenge that you're standing, glory to God, in Jesus' name. I just want to pray and thank the Lord for Pastor Alexander coming. Mother Alexander, we thank you all the time for coming on. But Pastor Carol from out of Florida for taking some time out of her schedule, being so busy, that the Lord blessed that still she's a praying woman, but in the meantime to be able to join us and still unexpectedly called out to fill in the gap for someone else to pray tonight. We bless you and we thank everyone for coming in and those that came back on the line too as well. So be encouraged, be blessed of the Lord, and share the number, share the blog talk address as well. Excuse me, because we want to be able to reach out to various places in ministry as the Lord bless in the vision. And thank God again for Pastor Dorsey too, and back working the switchboard and her in the background. Prepare yourself, as we will be calling upon the pastors and ministers of the apostles of the gospel to start sharing. I'll come on the second Sunday and at 6 o'clock my time central and yours at 7 with a word from the Lord. And at the next 2 weeks, then we'll check with the ministers to find out who will be up to bat next. And prayerfully, they will be available and be in position in place that night so we can continue to lift each other up and pray and continue to believe God for the word to come forth, that it's going to be life-changing. Amen. So is there anything else at this time? If not, we're going to say so long.
I'd just like to give a report from my daughter that for the prayer that y'all have been praying for her about her eye. And she went to the doctor today, and it was good. So I thank God for all the prayers that y'all have prayed for, that she don't get cold anymore. She's hot now. She be fanning. So thank God for that.
That's Mom. That's the one that had the hysterectomy, right, that was going through, had to have that all the iron before.
Right,
so they
right.
Can be before they can do the operation. And now we bless the Lord.
Her iron was down to like 3, but now it's 5. I mean, now it's 12.
Well, glory. Look at God.
He's
awesome. He's awesome. We bless God again for that praise report. Amen.
Well, bless the Lord, ladies. Praise God, and anyone that want to hear out hear any other days or tonight or anything you missed, you can always go back on blogtalkradio.com/divineconnection and be able to hear the message a little bit later on tonight, or I mean the prayer or any of the other ones that we have some history of. So that's how you can make that connection. And then sometimes if you don't call in live, you can always go online too as well. Well, we do bless the Lord for you, and continue to encourage others and maybe come on to listen to the prayer. So share the word about that's Mother Smalls. We come against that dry cough you're coming against you and irritating your throat and causing the unexpected. Whatever it is, we pray in something simple and nothing too hard for God to cancel that assignment and of the enemy keep agitating your throat and trying to strangle you with whatever that cough is. We cancel that assignment. We plead the blood of Jesus. We call forth as we touch and agree in healing, and we're looking for a good report behind it. In Jesus' name, amen. For Mother Small.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you, Pastor. Well,
I love you, baby. Love you too, Mama. Take care. See you too, ladies. Mother Alexander and Mother Smalls, even with the Sincere Women on the Move for Christ, going on 24 years, they have been there all from the beginning, praising God, blessing the Lord, and standing there with coming to support and whatever. And now on the prayer line, God blessing and moving, even cross country. So I bless the Lord for you all and pray continued blessings and overflow. Amen. And Pastor Burden been there from the beginning, one of the very first speakers too. Amen. All these many years. Well, we thank the Lord. Pray for Pastor Burton, too. This is her month for getting ready for the, probably, is it 24 years or 25 years? I can't remember, for her anniversary this month. So we just be praying that the Lord would bless in the ministry there. They're about kingdom business and souls being saved and deliverance and revival. That's what those times when they have celebration for her is their word about the kingdom. So I bless the Lord and pray blessings upon her, too, as well. But in the meantime, ladies, Jen, thank the Lord. Pastor Tweet coming on, and she might be gone already, but we give God glory for everyone that came on, Pastor Prophetess Brashaw, and for all the families and everybody. We just bless the Lord for you. And I think KK came on finally too as well. We bless the Lord for everyone, and I'm going to say good night. Amen.
Good night.
God bless you all.
Good night.
Yeah, keep on Cindy. Good night. We keep Cindy in prayer because she keeps trying to come on, and the enemy fighting her, but she was on last week for a little while. Prophetess Cindy Jones, the one that the Lord's bringing her through, that those attacks with cancer, and she's in her last phase. But see, the last phase looked like he's fighting her more with her body, you know, breaking down some. But before then, she was coming through really good. So he's trying to rear his ugly head. Keep her prayer that her body be totally healed and whatever direction God give her for some things she has before the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I love you all. Keep me prayed up too as well now.
Amen.
Sure
will.
Amen.
Praise God. All right. Good night. Love you. So long.
Good night.
So long. So long.